I'm a big believer in knowing what all of your employees are doing and being able to do it yourself. Not as good as them, of course, because you want to hire people who can do it better, who have specialties in whatever you're hiring for, but being able to at least have compassion for them and empathy for them. Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling. I'm the host of the show, as well as the CEO and founder of High Moon Studio, which is a branding agency. And we're just continuing to expand, which is really, really exciting. So who the fuck knows what we're going to turn into. We also offer education for designers and entrepreneurs on how to grow their businesses. So today, speaking of growing your business, I am going to talk about hiring, because to me, hiring was something that was like really fucking daunting. It was the scariest part. I could do everything on my own. You know, I don't have a problem doing shit on my own. I don't have a problem figuring stuff out, but having to hire and figure out where to hire and when to hire and, you know, what tasks to give the hire and just like how to deal with it, that was so stressful for me. It was one of the hurdles that I really had to get over as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a founder. So I want to share all of my little tips and tricks today on how you can level up your business by hiring shit out, outsourcing, basically. Let's get right into it. Okay, so first things first, when should you outsource? And it's going to look different to everyone, but to me, you should outsource when you're feeling like you're going to freak the fuck out. Basically, when you're so overwhelmed, you're like, I can't do this anymore. I mean, for me, I just had so many clients coming my way and I was doing, you know, creative sprints. I was working with like 3 different clients a week. Doing all the creative work, obviously. I was doing all the development myself. I was doing all the back end shit, like sending the invoices. I was doing all the Instagram, the social media. I was seriously, like, I got sick basically because I was so overworked. I was so stressed out. I didn't have anything else going on in my life is basically what I'm saying. So I had the time, but at the same time, it came to a point where it was like, I no longer have the time for all of this. And in order for me to, you know, move the business up, take it up a notch, make more money, take on more clients, I have to outsource. I have to hire someone, something, somewhere, because I cannot sustain this for much longer. So, I mean, for me, I'm a huge believer in basically doing everything yourself when you can. And then when you hit that overwhelm, hiring. Because for me, I have grown up growing up, I had bosses that would hire me and they would have no fucking clue what I was doing. And then they would ask me to do things where I was like, I can't really do that. That's not really my expertise. Or like, that's way more work than you think it is. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, you have a boss and they're like, oh yeah, it's really easy. Just like go do X, Y, Z. And you're like, well, if you do it. Like, you don't have a fucking clue and you're asking me to do it as if it's like nothing, when in reality, it's really fucking stressful and hard, and I don't feel like I'm getting any recognition. So I'm a big believer in knowing what all of your employees are doing and being able to do it yourself. Not as good as them, of course, because you want to hire people who can do it better, who have specialties in whatever you're hiring for, but being able to at least have compassion for them and empathy for them. So that's why I do everything myself. Even right now, I'm in the process of learning Webflow. Do I need to learn Webflow? No, I probably have better things to do. But I know I'm going to be hiring developers. I know I'm going to be, you know, expanding the agency. And I want to make sure I know what Webflow is all about, because I can't talk to clients. I can't design for clients. I can't speak on platforms if I have never had experience in them. So some people start out, right? They start their business and they immediately hire a team. I am somebody who's like, do everything that you can until you can't anymore, until you realize like, oh shit, like I have the potential to make more money, but I can't make more money until I hire someone. So that's my thought process on that. And I do want to make a little note. This podcast is I talk about outsourcing, and you should definitely outsource things that you're not good at. For instance, like photography, videography, copywriting, accounting, an attorney, whatever. There's like specialty things like that that you definitely need to outsource. But this episode really is about hiring more so like employees for your business, things that push the needle, not specialty tasks like the other things that I was mentioning. Obviously, I can't just like pick up a camera and be a photographer. But I do want to note that some people are also really good at multiple things. Like there are a lot of brand designers I know who are also photographers, people who've gone through our programs, you know, people who are going to offer multiple services. So obviously if you offer photography, do your own photography. I mean, you can't do like photos of your face, but like all your flat lays, you should be doing those yourself. And that's another thing too, just as like a little mini lesson within this episode, it drives me crazy when I get like brand designers or designers who are like wanting me to design their stuff. It's like, no, if you are a brand designer, you should not be outsourcing brand design. That makes no sense. Like if you can't do your own shit, how are you going to do other people's shit? It just is like so fraudulent to me of like, oh, so you're going to like pay someone to get it done. It's going to be really amazing, but you can't actually do that. It's just super weird. So you know what I'm saying? Like if you're a videographer, you should have your own videos on your site that you shot, not videos that other people shot of you. I mean, some, like maybe on the about page or whatever, but you guys get what I'm saying. Edit them yourself, whatever. So anyway, today is all about hiring more so employees under you, whether it be, and there's a number of different people that you can hire. You can hire interns, you can hire contractors, like people who own their own businesses. For instance, like a lot of VAs have their own business and you like hire them, you know, for a certain number of hours a week, similar to how you would hire a photographer, videographer, attorney, whatever. There are part-time people that you can contract out, full-time contractors, and then there's like full-time employees, okay? I do want to note that I am not an accountant. So like the whole LLC, S-Corp, full-time versus contract, I'm not getting into that today. That's something that you need to talk to your accountant about, and there are a number of different reasons like why you should be an LLC versus an S-Corp and stay as a contractor versus whatever. I've been talking to my accountant, and just for instance, like I'm looking to buy a house, and so we're trying to prolong the S-Corp situation until... This is what they're advising to me. I have no idea what they're talking about, but I trust them. Hire people you trust. That's another tip. Basically, there's just some stuff around that. So my full-timers right now are even just contract right now. And there are rules when it comes to contract employees versus like full-time getting benefits employees. Obviously, there's payroll involved. And I don't know. There's like a bunch of stuff. That stuff to me... I don't want to deal with it. So my accountant deals with all of that, and they just basically tell me what to do. They have my back and I listen to them. I will do my research, of course, if I'm confused, but you get what I'm saying. So today is really all about hiring people for your team, not specialized bits like photo, video, all of that. Okay. I think I've said that 20 times now. Do you get it? Do you get it? Okay. On to the next part of this episode. Okay. So we've already established when you should, you know, hire. And of course, again, everybody's different. This is just my opinion. When you feel so overwhelmed and you realize your business cannot make more money. But now I'm going to get into like how to prepare yourself to hire. Because I think that's something nobody told me. And so when I needed to hire someone, I was like, holy shit, so stressful. I do want to mention, because people don't talk about this, when you hire someone, there is a period in between you hiring them and them understanding what the fuck they're doing that is really difficult and takes a lot of your time as the founder or business owner because you need to teach them on how you do things. So there's always time in between. You're paying them, but you're kind of babysitting them a little bit. And of course, everybody comes with a different skill set, but you still have to teach them how you want to do things in your business because your business is different than other people's businesses. So they kind of have to figure out your processes, all of that shit. So there is a time period, that little lag period that nobody talked about, that when I got in there, I was like, oh my God, it's just really stressful. Like the overwhelm does not go away the minute you hire someone. It goes away after you hire someone, at like a few months after you, like I would say 2 to 6 months after you hire someone, then the overwhelm goes away because you're no longer teaching them. They can do things all on their own and everything's flowing, but it takes a while to flow. That's why, you know, high turnover is not a good thing. And you look at, you know, all of even like big corps and stuff, like when they have high turnover, it's like, oh God, that must suck. But there's obviously something wrong going on with the business. My goal as a business owner is to create an environment that I didn't have as a employee. I want my people to feel heard, seen. I want them to feel like they are not just a number. I want them to feel like they're a part of the company, that I genuinely, truly care for them, that they are a part of moving the needle forward, all of these things. And just create like a really cool, dope working environment where they never want to leave. That's ideal, right? Unless they suck and then I have to fire them. But that's, you know, that's a whole nother thing. And I'm the suck thing, that was a little aggressive. Nobody sucks. Now that that's out of the way, basically what you want to do, okay, to prepare yourself to hire. First things first, you want to write a huge list of things that you do in your business and things that you wish that you did in your business. So for instance, and future things that you want to do in your business. So basically you want to sit down and you want to dream big. Where do I want this to go? Do I want to be running a giant agency where we have a studio here in Los Angeles? Maybe yes, maybe yes. I have big plans for High Moon Studio. You should have big plans for your business. I have big plans for my future business that I'm in the middle of creating. I guess it's not a future business. It's kind of like it's here, but it's not released into the wild yet. So you want to just make a list of everything that you're doing, everything you wish you did. And under the wish you did category, I'm talking about like, I wish that I was consistent with posting one blog a week. I wish like, just if you were to do everything, if you had all the hours in the day, all the team members, and just forget about the money, what do you wish that you could do? Where do you see the business going? Make a list of literally all of these different tasks, okay? Like just start making a giant, giant list. Then what you want to do from there is you want to create what I'm calling employee folders. So these people aren't on your team yet, but you just want to create them, okay? So if I could have any employee in the world, where, you know, what would I have? What would their titles be basically? So you're going to create these employee title folders. And within those folders, you're going to place all of those tasks that you just created. So for instance, if we go back to the blog post, maybe you're hiring a copywriter and then you're going to have the copywriter write the blog post. So that task would go into like write blog post would go into the copywriter folder. Maybe you have, you know, you want a social media manager. So that's social media manager folder. What goes in there? Posting to Reels. You put that in there, whatever. You just kind of like put them on in all these folders and you start organizing your business's glow up before it even happens. So basically what you're doing right now is you're manifesting. Look it up. okay. So once you do all of that, this is like all really good exercises anyway, just for business plan stuff. Then what you want to do, so now you have all this stuff, right? You have a plan. You don't have the money for it yet, or like the stuff for, like, you don't have the basically like the bandwidth for it yet, but it's there so that you're not like, oh my God, what do I do? Holy fuck. Ah, you know? And you can also have interns and stuff like that in employee folders. So just create your folders, put all the tasks in the folders. Then what you want to do, and this is also something I wish somebody had taught me, is you want to start recording your processes and systems that you are utilizing right now. So literally when you go to add, create a project invoice for your clients. Like somebody comes to you and they're like, hey, I want XYZ. You add it to their invoice, record that process. When you add things into your calendar, for instance, you book a client, you're adding them into your calendar, record that process. When you are writing a blog post, record that process. When you are posting to social media, record that process. Like every single little fucking thing that you do, when you're adding things to your to-do list, record that process. When you're booking a call with a client, record that process. When you're taking a call with a client, when you're creating a proposal, all of that shit, record every single little thing, title them under what task they are, and start placing those into the folders that you just created, okay? So you're not gonna fill up all the folders, right? Because you're not doing everything that you could if you had a bunch of employees. But for instance, if executive assistant was a employee folder that you had, you could place like booking calls with clients into that one. Does that make sense? Into that folder. So then you have your folders, you have tasks within the folders, and then you actually have the folders like created literally in your computer or wherever you want to create them, online, Dropbox, ClickUp, whatever. And then you just start Trello even, you can even, whatever. So you create all these things and then you start recording your processes and systems and placing those videos, naming them, placing them within the folders of which they fit for the employees. So basically then what you'll do is you'll start to see these folders fill up with these processes and systems, okay? Then you're going to know who you need to hire first. And of course, a lot of them are like, it's future stuff. So you can look at where you're placing these things and say, okay, so for now, can I just hire a virtual assistant to do all of these things that I'm placing in all these random folders? Is that where I can start? What about an intern? Can you hire a virtual assistant and an intern? What about a project manager? Like, you're going to start to see where all of these things are being placed. Of course, some of them you're still going to have to do yourself. You have to sit and you have to say, okay, like, what can I do myself and what can somebody else do? So that gets into the next portion of this episode. So you, as the unique business owner that you are, really need to look at what you do to push the needle. And I mean really push the needle. So I'm going to give you examples for me. I run the Instagram account for High Moon Studio. Maybe that will change in the future, but it's in my voice and people follow it because they like hearing my voice and my perspective. And I like curating the feed. That's it. That makes us money. You know, we're at like over 20,000 followers now or whatever. It's just going nuts. So I like to have control over that because it does make us money and I can return all the DMs. It's something that I want to do. That's not something I want to outsource to a social media manager, at least right now. Okay, things always change. The other thing is I want to design the main brand and the main like homepage website. People can help me after that step, putting everything together. Like I have designers on my team who take things. And if you're in the business blueprint, which we're running some sales, by the way, so check out our website, highmoon-studio.com. But the business blueprint, I literally walk you through our exact agency model that I created. That is, it's like a new agency model that I've never seen before, of course, because I never like doing things by the book. So I walk through that whole process. But basically, I have people to help me, but I'm always the one who comes up with the vision, always. The initial brand and website is always done by me. And I know that that has to stay that way, at least for now, because people hire us because they like my style. So who would I be if I were to just hire designers and just have them create things? It wouldn't be in my style. I don't like that. But everything else, okay, there's all these other little tasks. Other people can do those. Like we hired a project manager this year. Natalie is her name. She's amazing. I hired a project manager because I wanted somebody to make the clients feel seen and heard all the time. Of course, during business hours. But you know what I mean. So I was like, I can no longer like sit all day and respond to clients because I'm doing 20,000 other things. So I need somebody to make sure that the clients are heard, are seen, are getting their questions answered immediately, like all those things. Okay. So I always suggest, you know, making that list for you, like what, maybe you're somebody who is not a writer or sucks at social media, then you should probably hire that out. Like, do you really need to be sending invoices and payment reminders to your clients? Do you really need to be writing blog posts? Do you really need to be onboarding your clients and creating their Trello boards? Probably not. You know, of course, every business is different. I'm just speaking on mine. So I always suggest like starting with a VA or an intern. An intern was our first hire ever, which was great. I did have them do blog posts and create like little carousels for social media. I posted them, but they would create those things and they would do other little tasks here or there, like random little shit that I needed them to help with. So you can hire someone part-time, like an intern is super, and also pay your fucking interns, okay? I did like a whole speech in college on how unpaid internships are bullshit. Like I always paid our interns $20 an hour. It's not that expensive for you as a business owner. It's actually very inexpensive and it's worth it. They deserve it. Okay. They're like going to college. They or have degrees. Pay them. Okay. If you only need them to work part-time or whatever, have them work part-time, but pay them. Ugh. I hate when people do unpaid internships. It just makes me feel yucky. Okay, so you could also hire a VA, and there are tons of virtual assistants out there. I'm going to shout out Jessica Hawks right now, which is, she was like our VA, and then she blew up on TikTok, and now she's like famous. Anyway, whatever. Love her. She was a client of ours as well, and she does like trainings for VAs. So she has all these VAs, and I speak in her trainings and I see all these VAs and I ask them what they specialize in, and every VA specializes in something different, which is super great. That's what you want. So when I was looking for a VA, I was looking for somebody who specialized in creative businesses, specifically brand and website designers, if I could find that. There are VAs who specialize in the wedding industry. There are VAs who all these different, you know, and it's great because they know all the programs that you need to use. They're specializing in that. So hire a VA. It's amazing. You just got to do a little digging. If you need someone specific, I would reach out to Jessica Hawks. Watch, she'll get a bunch of DMs now. I don't know. She might have something somewhere with like a list of all of her students. I don't know. So anyway, consider just hiring someone cheaper, part-time, and or just a VA. And the VA most likely will work with multiple clients, right? You're not going to be their only client. They're going to work with multiple different people. You can generally book them in hour increments. So like 5 hours, 10 hours, whatever. Those are perfect people to start with. And you already have, ding, 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 all your processes and systems recorded. So when you hire them, you just say, here you go. Here's everything I need you to do. Watch all these videos and then we'll get started. And you literally don't have any downtime. It's so great. Obviously, you still have to teach them, but you have it recorded. So you are ready and you're not going to be sitting there like, oh crap, what do I do? On to the next part of this episode. So when do you know to hire full-time? This is a question I get a lot too. Basically, when Jess was like, hey, Alex, I can no longer be your VA because now I'm like doing my own thing, which I was obviously so thrilled for her. I was so happy for her. I wasn't mad at her at all. But I was like, okay, I cannot have somebody who's not 100% dedicated to High Moon Studio anymore. So I need to hire my first full-time person. So basically, when you start to notice that you need the full attention of somebody and have enough work for them to do. Okay, that's another key point. You can't hire someone full-time but not have work for them. There's always work to be done, by the way. You can always figure it out. But anyway, so when you realize you need their full attention and you have enough work for them to do, that's when you should be hiring full-time. Basically, once your capacity is at a max and you realize you're the VA only working 10 hours a week or your intern, it just isn't enough anymore because their head's not in it. And I don't mean that in a bad way because they're working with a bunch of different clients. How can their head be in your business full on if they're working with a bunch of clients? Like, I just realized, like, I need somebody who is like so dedicated to High Moon Studios growth and is here for the fucking ride. And I'm not just a client of theirs. So that's when I was like, all right, I'm hiring full time. And I actually hired Becca, which she was originally our executive assistant. She is now the operations manager. So we have Becca, and then we hired our project manager, Natalie, right after that so that she could be 100% focused on the clients. And I do want to say, you want to hire people that have qualities you don't. So I'm going to use Becca and Natalie as my examples here. So I hired Becca because I am a visionary. I am a dreamer. I like thinking super big. And I need somebody who is operational, who is super organized, who can take all of the shit that comes out of my mouth and organize it. I don't think I'm like a completely disorganized person, but it's about coming up with those steps to make these big dreams happen. So if I'm like, Becca, we're going to do a High Moon Studio retreat with all the employees, okay? She has set up the entire thing. It's been so amazing. So I had this idea and she's like, okay, I fucking got you. You know, she came and presented all of these, her and Natalie helped with this part too. They presented to me all these different Airbnbs, hotel options all around the US. Like, here's what we could do here. Here's what we could do here. And she's been planning out every single day. I'm so excited. We're going to do a video we should do a vlog. Oh my God. We'll see. But that would be fun. We should do like a High Moon Studio retreat vlog. But anyway, we're going to Joshua Tree in like, it's coming up here in like a month. And our main employees are coming and it's going to be amazing. We're doing like a photo shoot. We have all these things planned. Becca's planning the whole thing, all the food. She has like a private chef coming. It's so incredible. She's so brilliant at like taking the things that I say and running with them and really like, it's just amazing. It always exceeds my expectations. So that's just one example. She also will do the same with like our ads funnels and stuff. So she's operations and it's, you know, it's amazing because I have these things in my head and then I tell them to her and then all of a sudden they come to life and I'm like, oh my God, I love you. It's just amazing. So that's Becca. And then there's Natalie. So when I hired Natalie, of course, I've said this a million times already, but I wanted her to be 100% focused on the clients. And when I was hiring, I'm the type of person, and I can be straight up with this, I am a warm person, but I have so much going on. I don't want to sit and fucking talk to you for hours. Like, get straight to the point. Like, when I'm on calls with clients, I'm like, okay, enough chatter. Like, I'm like, all right, let's just talk about your website. And I don't want to ask them about their kids. I don't want to get to know them. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, of course I want to get to know my clients and I do, but I'm just being a little dramatic here so you can understand the difference. So when I was hiring for this position, I was like, I want somebody who's warm, super like friendly, super nice. And Natalie was that person. So Natalie's a photographer. So she came from being like a wedding photographer to doing this. So it was kind of like a lot because there's a lot of technical stuff that comes with this role, but she's learning. She's totally learning. And she's the type of person who will hop on the phone with a client and be like, oh my God, how are you? Oh my God, tell me about your kids. Oh my God, this is so exciting. Oh my gosh. She'll stay on the phone with them for a few hours, like if they want to, you know what I'm saying? So that's exactly why I hired Natalie, because she has qualities that I don't have. And it's perfect for working with the client. So I can just stay focused on the tasks at hand. And she can be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the fluffy where it's necessary, where it's good, where the clients love it. So that's my spiel today. This was a lot of information. I'm basically out of breath right now. So hopefully this empowered you and gave you a lot of insight into how to hire, how to level up your business and not be afraid and just be a bit more prepared for it. I hope that you guys liked this episode. If you, you know, got something out of this and you feel inclined to write us a review, we would absolutely love you for it. Go ahead to Apple Podcasts, write a review, take a screenshot of it, email it over to Becca, which is BECCA@highmoon-studio.com. And we will send you a little thank you in the mail for reviewing the podcast. We love you guys so much. I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.